Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's April 4th, 1952, and the title is Rescue at Salvation Falls. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
And gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Rescue at Salvation Springs. To brighten up the day, boys and girls, start out with some fun at breakfast. Have Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They're fun to eat and fun to listen to because they're known as the talking cereal. They're so fresh and crisp that when you add cream or milk, they go snap, crackle, pop. So next time Mom makes out that grocery list, tell her to remember to get golden, delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Then you'll be all set for some real fun. In the pursuit of his duties as United States Marshal, Wild Bill Hickok had almost as many battles with the elements as he did with outlaws. Wind and rain, the scorching heat of the desert, and the blinding blizzards of winter served to make his job even tougher. It was a Nevada blizzard that gave Bill and his deputy Jingles a real battle the time they fought through blinding snow toward rescue at Salvation Springs.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Wish I had one, doggone it.
You're a little late for Christmas, Jingles.
Oh, no, I'm not, Bill. I'm early. All this snow makes me start thinking about Christmas next year.
You'd better start wondering about getting to Battle Mountain today instead.
Oh, what's the matter? Your compass froze up on you?
No, but it's already afternoon. We'd better head to the left and try to find some shelter in the foothills.
Oh, now, Bill, if we do that, we'll never get to Battle Mountain.
We can hold up till this storm blows over.
And spend another night freezing to death? I'm getting tired of this. Can't see 10 feet ahead of me. The wind is cutting through me like cactus needles, and I'm hungry.
If we can make it to the foothills, we can find shelter.
Oh, but Bill, doggone it, I wish all the outlaws would go south for the winter like the birds do. Then we could be comfortable while we're chasing them.
Hold it, Jingles. Who, Buckshot? Who, I?
Oh, Joker, who? What are you stopping for?
Quiet, listen. Thought I heard shots.
Oh, now you didn't either. You're always looking for trouble, and I ain't
gonna...
Hold
it, partner. Now listen.
I still don't.
There. That's it, Jingles. 3 shots. Somebody's in trouble, all right.
Well, they sure picked a fine time for it.
It came from the left. Come on, let's go. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Well, I hope it was just somebody inviting us to dinner. Come on, Joker. Don't get too far away, Bill. You could lose me easy in this blizzard. Sure we're headed in the right direction, Bill?
I think so, Jingles.
Well, there's a signal again, Bill.
Yeah, it's not far away now. Boy, I wish I could see through this snow.
Reckon somebody's hurt or just got lost.
I don't know, but they need help. That's a cinch.
Listen, everybody. I hear horses.
Hey, Bill, that's a girl's voice.
It is horses. Help! This way!
You're right, partner. Howdy, folks. What's the trouble?
Yeah, we heard you shooting. You lost or something?
We sure are, mister. Dad, you talk to him.
Gents, we're sure glad to see you. I'm Jed Thomas. Folks elected me the leader of this here wagon train. This here's my daughter, Jeannie.
Howdy, Miss Jeannie.
Howdy.
I'm Bill Hickok. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok. I never thought when I shot that rifle up in the air I'd bring down the best scout and guide in the whole West.
And the second best. I never thought when we heard those shots that, well, that they'd lead us to the prettiest little red-headed gal I ever saw. Did you, Bill?
No, partner. But let's find out why Miss Jeannie fired those shots in the first place.
Yeah, Jed, you said you was the leader of these wagons.
Yeah, but it don't do much good to be the leader. If you don't know where you're going, you can't do much leading.
I'll tell you, Mr. Hickok, we had a guide. His name was Bart Maddox, but last night he disappeared.
Sure did. Ran off clean and left us stranded.
Didn't he say where he was going?
Yes, he said he was going to get help, but he hasn't come back.
Well, we've already busted up all the furniture and used it for wood, but that's all gone. Animals ain't had no forage for 3 days now.
Well, Bill, I never heard of a guide with any sense running off and leaving 6 wagons full of settlers setting out in a snowstorm.
Well, you folks can't stay here any longer. You'll all freeze. Come on, let's get those wagons moving.
You know where to take us, Mr. Hickok?
Battle Mountain's about 15 miles ahead. We can try to make that, but it's going to be rough going.
Hey, what's going on here? Who said we're going anyplace?
Well, now I figured the only way to save
so
your
you
wagon...
So you figured, eh? Then who are these Jaspers? What right they got butting in? Bart Maddox had to stay right here till he got back.
Now, Curly, simmer down, will you? This here's Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingle.
Yeah, and what's got into your craw? You want to die out here?
Who said we're going to die? I've heard plenty about you, Hickok, always butting into folks' business.
Now, just a minute. We heard a distress signal.
Yes, and I fired those shots. Curly, Gavin, you mind your own business. Mr. Hickok's trying to save us from freezing to death.
You had no call to fire no signal.
No call? Are you crazy? Our food's almost gone. We burned our furniture. We're lost in a blizzard. Our animals are starving. You say I've got no call.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're a meddling, nosy...
Now, hold on, Curly.
Mister, I've heard just about enough out
of you.
Yeah,
you can't talk to Miss Jeannie like that. I'll take him, Bill.
You get away from me, you big ox, or let you have it right between the eyes.
Look out, he's got a gun!
Down, Jingles!
This is Charlie Lyon and Slim, the singing cowboy, friends. Say, what's that string around your finger for, Slim?
Well, it's been there for nigh on to 40 years, Charlie. My ma put it around there one time when I was a kid so I'd remember to bring home some Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I just left it on there so I'd remember to keep buying them.
Well, that's a good idea, Slim. You can't beat the clean, sweet, fresh taste of those Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And they're lots of fun to eat, too.
That's right. That's because they're the talking cereal. You pour some milk or cream on them and just listen to them snap, crackle, and pop. Well, it's their way of telling you how fresh and how good they are. When you're eating Rice Krispies, you just can't help singing, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir. Pour some milk or cream on Kellogg's Rice Krispies, folks, for a great big golden bowl of fun. Then listen to those little cuties go snap, crackle, pop, telling you how crisp and good they are. Why don't you take a peek in the pantry right now? And if you're running low on Kellogg's Rice Krispies, remember to get some tomorrow at the grocer's. Okay? Well, now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were just about to try to lead the stranded wagon train of settlers on through the biting blizzard toward Battle Mountain when Curly Gavin interfered. At the height of the argument, Gavin pulled a gun and fired point blank at Jingles.
Oh, thank goodness, Mr. Hickok. You shot his gun out of his hand.
Now get back on your wagon, Gavin. Pull in behind the rest.
All right, Hickok. But you're going to regret butting in on this deal. You ain't heard the last of me.
You try anything else, you sneaking weasel, and you ain't heard the last of us neither.
All right, Jed. Let's get all these animals on their feet. Hook up your oxen and get these wagons moving.
You bet we will, Mr. Hickok, right now.
You see to the rest, Dad. I'll hook up our team.
Oh, now, Miss Jeannie, that ain't no work for a pretty little gal like you. I'll hook up your team for you.
Thank you, Jingles, but watch that off mare. She's kind of skittish. She's apt to kick.
Oh, no, she wouldn't kick me. Would you, girl? Steady now. Whoa, girl.
Look out, Jingles.
Whoa.
Oh, Jingles, you poor man. Are you hurt?
Well, just my feelings. That little filly is right unsociable.
You just don't know how to handle her. I'll finish the job. Now, oh, Nellie. There. That's the girl.
Ah, you about ready to move out, Miss Jeannie?
Yeah, Bill, we're ready.
Girls, while nobody else is around, I gotta tell you something.
All right, Jed.
Well, all these folks figuring I was their leader give me their money to keep for them. There's over $5,000 in gold in my wagon.
$5,000? Holy horny toad.
Quiet, Jingles.
Dad thinks maybe Bart Maddox was trying to get that gold, Mr. Hickok.
But we've been watching it too close.
He knew about the gold, huh, Jed?
Yes. Dad trusts everybody, so he told Bart about the gold when we hired him as a guide.
I reckon that was my mistake. Nobody else in the outfit trusted him, except Curly Gavin. Him and Gavin was thicker than thieves. That you, Bart?
Oh, there, boy. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, that's me. I've been waiting to get a chance to talk to you.
I wondered where you'd got to.
What happened? How come the wagons are moving?
Old Jed's meddling daughter got it into her fool head to fire a signal for help.
So what? Ain't nobody for miles around to hear.
No. Well, it wasn't 10 minutes till two Jaspers come storming in on horseback. And guess who they was?
Don't play games with me, Curly. Spill it.
Wild Bill Hickok and that fat deputy of his, Jingles.
Hickok and Jingles?
Yeah. And they got the whole train moving.
Why didn't you try to stop them?
I done all I could.
Well, it wasn't enough.
Of all the blasted luck. At the rate things was going, the whole bunch would have been froze by tonight. We could have had the gold and nobody the wiser.
Yeah. Well, Hickok ain't going to stop me.
What are you going to do, Bart?
You stay with the train. Do everything you can to delay him. Fake a breakdown. Do anything. I'll dog along out of sight and try to get a clear shot at Hickok.
Hey, that's a good idea. If you can pick off them two lawmen and Jed, we might get that gold yet.
Don't worry. We'll get it. If this storm keeps up to give me a chance to stay hid, I'll plug Hickok and his partner so slick they won't know what hit him. Now get going.
Bill, we ain't making much headway against this storm.
I know, Jingles, but we've got to keep them moving. Hey, Jed, tell Curly Gavin to pull his wagon to the head end. It's his turn to lead a while.
I'll tell him.
That Gila monster.
Yeah, I'd just soon him be up there in front where we can watch him, Jingles. Say, you better go back and try to cheer up some of these people.
You mean make them laugh, Bill?
Sure, if you can. Their spirits need a lift.
Sure, I'll make them laugh. I'll start with Miss Jeannie.
Okay, I'll go help Jed. We got to keep them moving.
Howdy, Miss Jeannie. How you coming?
All right, I guess, Jingles. But it's so cold, I'm about to freeze.
Cold? Cold, you say? Why, shucks, Miss Jeannie. This ain't cold.
No?
Why, it's nothing to what it was at the Battle of Vicksburg in 63. We had a real cold snap then.
You did?
Sure did. Why, for a week, it was so cold that every time the company bugler tried to blow a call, sound froze right up in the horn and nothing came out.
Oh, not Jingles.
Well, it's a fact.
No.
Then when it warmed up, that bugle thawed out and all those bugle calls started coming out at once.
Oh, no.
Made such a racket it scared the bugler so much he deserted.
Oh, no.
Ah, Miss Jeannie, it sure is good to hear you laugh like that. I reckon you're about the bravest and prettiest little gal I ever saw.
Oh, Jingles, I'm not brave at all. I know we'd all have frozen to death if you and Wild Bill hadn't heard my signal. Oh, here come Dad and Bill. Dad! Bill, Dad's been shot. Catch him!
Easy, Miss Jeannie.
Okay.
Bill's got your paw.
Oh, Nellie, whoa!
Here, Jingles. You can have a jet.
Sure, Bill. Here, let's get him up in the wagon.
I'll lay out some blankets. Oh, Bill, is he dead?
No, Jeannie, girl, I'm not dead. Oh. Just got me in the side.
There you are. Now, let's see about that slug.
Bill, it went clean on through.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Dad, does it hurt much?
It's not too much, honey.
Now, Bill, I reckon I'll go out and hunt down that bushwhacker.
No, Jingle, you'd be lost in 10 minutes.
But who's low down enough to shoot old Jed?
I know who'll be mean enough to do it.
Yeah, Miss Jeannie, I reckon you're right. That dry gulch in Jasper's name is Bart Maddox.
But, Bill, if he's riding along out there hiding in the storm, he can watch his chance and pick every one of us off one at a time. Oh, Bill, we ain't never going to get to Battle Mountain at this rate.
I'm afraid you're right, Jingles. But there's no shelter any closer that I know of unless...
Unless what, Bill?
Wait a minute. What's going on up there at the head end?
I can't see a thing through the snow.
Come on. Get up there, Buckshot. Come on.
Come on, Joker. Move, boy. Bill, I hope there ain't no more delays. These people are going to die if we don't get... Bill. Bill, look. Curly Gavin's wagon is jackknifed across the trail.
Yeah, I see it, partner. Woo, Buckshot. Woo, boy. Stand
up. Oh, Joker.
What's the matter here?
Gavin, you low-down good-for-nothing. How come you let your wagon jackknife like this?
I couldn't help it. I can't go no further. I can't do it, I tell you. I'm plumb give out.
You don't look in such bad shape to me.
No, you don't. You look a darn sight healthier than most of the folks.
Well, I ain't. We're all gonna die. You two brought us nothing but bad luck.
Come to think of it, Gavin, you do look right healthy.
Well, I ain't, I tell you.
I think I'll have a look in your wagon. You might just...
Oh, no, you don't, Hickok.
Grab him, Jingle.
I got him, Bill. Now, come here,
Stay
you.
Stay away from that wagon, you two-bit law tramp.
You can't talk to Bill like that. I'm going to sit on you.
Oh,
now, go ahead, Bill. Have a look in that dad-burned wagon.
I am, Jingle. Huh. Guess what I see in here.
Oh, what is it, Bill?
A charcoal stove and a sack of charcoal. Two baskets of extra provisions he was hiding.
So you ornery coyote, no wonder you look so healthy. Bill, this sidewinder could have held out for a week after all those other folks were froze to death.
Yeah, Jingles. And I guess that's just what he and Bart Maddox had in mind. Let him up.
You nosy mavericks will regret this.
You said that before. Now get up and get your team moving. Straighten that wagon out fast.
Yeah, you heard Bill, fast.
Jingles. Take that stove back and give it to Miss Jeannie. She can heat some snow water to bathe Jed's side.
Yeah, and I'm taking her this food, too. Gavin can live on his fat till we get him to jail.
All right, everybody. Get moving again. Ho, move out!
Ho, ho!
Bill, what's made you go loco?
Just keep digging down through that snow, Jingles. If you beat me to solid ground, let me know.
What do you hope to find down at the bottom of this wash?
I'm not sure. I'll tell you if we find it.
The wagon train is going ahead.
It can't go very fast. We'll catch them.
Well, I hit rock if it's any use to you.
Rock? Good. Come on, let's have a look.
Doggone it, Bill Hickok. What are you up to?
Jingles, look at this rock.
Yeah, I see it, and I'm not interested.
Well, you better be.
It's just a hunk of old limestone. What's there about limestone to get all lathered up about?
Limestone is a deposit. You know what that means?
It means nothing, less than nothing.
You're wrong, Jingles. It means everything. It means that we've got one last chance to save the lives of these folks in this wagon train. One last chance.
Well, now, ain't that just too bad?
Bill.
Don't move. I'm right behind you, Hickok. Reach up and catch snowflakes, both of you. Sorry to keep you from being the big hero to that wagon train, but I got other plans for them.
Bill, I reckon that's Bart Maddox behind us.
And you're betting right, fat boy. Bart Maddox. Was real handy your getting away from the wagon train like this. Now nobody will ever know what happened to you, except maybe the coyotes and the timber wolves.
Let's pound leather, cowboys. We're going to the R.K. Ranch for one of them good old western breakfasts. The cookie's got the best brand of cereal this side of the Sierra Madres. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Come on, let's sing while we ride. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies mean more fun and pep, so come on, gang, let's get in step. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Add milk or cream, that's all you do, then listen to 'em talk to you. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. These Kellogg's Rice Krispies will talk you right into having another bowl, kids. So you'd better bring along an appetite to breakfast. Now get a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow, and you'll see what I mean. Now, what do you say? Let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Bill and Jingles had just discovered limestone in the bottom of a wash by the side of the trail. It seemed to mean a real chance to save the wagon train of the settlers to Bill. But just then, the voice of Bart Maddox threatened them from behind their backs.
Bill, he's going to kill us. Then those folks will have nobody to protect them.
That's right. You catch on quick.
And he's got us right close together. That makes it real easy for him, partner.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, quit spreading out or
you
I'll...
Oh, what? Hey! Slippery varmint! Hey!
Bill, grab that gun! He's going to shoot again!
Oh, you're low down!
That's it, Bill! Now give it to him!
That ought to take care of him for a minute, Jingles.
Yeah, now what was it?
You ain't going nowhere. I got you covered.
Bill, it's Gavin.
Down, Jingles!
Woo! Wee! 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 That was close. Bill, did he get you?
No, Jingles. You all right?
Yeah.
Then let's gather these two coyotes up and get back to that wagon train.
Yeah, at least we won't have to worry about them no more. And Jed still got the gold in his wagon.
That's right, partner. But now we've got plenty more to worry about. We've only got one chance in 50 of saving them now.
Bill, Dad's getting weaker. He can hardly stay in his horse, even if he is tied in the saddle.
Bill, you sure you were right in leaving all the wagons and heading the folks up this wash?
I think so, Jingles.
But we've been going for 2 miles or more, and there still ain't no shelter.
I don't think we can go much farther, Bill.
It's getting late, Bill. Seems like the dark will catch us in another hour or so, and... Well, look at that fog bank ahead.
I've been looking for that fog to set in, Jingles. That's the only hope I had.
What do you mean by that? First you dig up a piece of limestone, and then you make us abandon all the wagons, and now you're looking for fog banks. Bill, I ain't so sure about you.
What is it, Bill? Tell us.
Just a little farther, Jeannie, and I'll know for sure.
Hey, the fog's clearing.
Yeah. Jingles, Dad, look through the fog.
Well, glory be.
Do I actually see green grass, or am I losing my mind?
You see it, Jeannie.
Yeah, I see it, too, and it's getting warmer.
Come on, hurry. I don't believe it.
Bill, what is it? How'd you know about this?
It's hot springs under the ground, Jingles. They're called Salvation Springs. I've never been here, but I heard about them.
Then that's what you meant by the limestone. The hot water overflowing left a deposit of limestone on the floor of that wash. Hey, help! Help! What's that, Bill?
Oh, that single hole. It don't stampede. That's just a geyser.
Oh,
isn't it beautiful? A wonderful fountain of steam. Oh, this beautiful valley of green grass. Oh, wild Bill.
Say, Bill, didn't you tell me once that if we dug straight down far enough, we'd come out in China?
That's right, Jingles. Why?
Well, that geyser of hot steam shooting up out of the ground looks like a big spouting tea kettle. If there's a Chinese cook alongside of that tea kettle, I'm going to start digging right now. Somebody hand me a shovel.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for joining us today, folks. We'll see you on Monday with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure.
Yes, sir. And our story's a rip-snorter. Wild Bill and Jingles get all wrapped up in the mystery of Ghost Town Gold.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir, Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Paul McVeigh, Frank Gerstle, John Stevenson, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok searches for Ghost Town Gold. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, and Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. We'll be right back.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.